This is Dr. Inigo dictating a pediatric consultative examination for a claimant by the name of Lila Montserrat Alvarez. Date of birth, July 21st, 2018. Case ID number 3508462. Date of exam 7/14/2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes. Medical records from a occupational speech therapy center dated 3/16/22. Informant is the mother, Christina Alvarez. Identifying information. This is a 4-year-old female who presented to my office with her mother for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of asthma / bronchitis and problems with the eyes. The claimant is in pre-K at this time and doesn't appear to be interacting very well with the teacher or other children. The parents are married, and the father works at Taco Palenque as a waiter, and the mother is a housekeeper. The baby was at one time placed on disability as a baby, and at the present time, the family lives in a trailer home with two other siblings. The father was in prison for 1 year for drug abuse, but appears to be working and doing well at this time. Allegations number one, asthma / bronchitis. The mother states that since birth, the claimant has had difficulty with asthma and pneumonia. The baby was a preemie and was born at 25 weeks of age. The mother denies any problems with cardiac problems or allergies and has been hospitalized, however, for 1 week with pneumonia back in April of 2021. The mother states that the asthma is precipitated by walking, exercise, climbing stairs, and sometimes talking. She uses an inhaler before she does any kind of exercise. There is no one in the family who smokes. The last time the claimant was in the emergency room was in April 2021. When she was 2 years old, she was hospitalized for 1 week with pneumonia. She's never been intubated, and she takes no other medications at this time. At the present time, she has a normal physical exam. She was diagnosed with bronchopneumonia and asthma with a history of prematurity. Her condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number two, problems with the eyes. The mother states that since 2020, the claimant has had a upper eyelid cyst that has irritated the claimant and has a tendency to reoccur. Surgery is pending if the cyst continues to get inflamed. The claimant has no problems in seeing. She does not wear glasses. She is a 4-year-old, and she appears to be able to see at night and have very good peripheral vision. Her condition at this time is stable. Review system. The mother states that the claimant does have headaches, comma, dizziness, comma, hearing problems, comma, clumsiness, comma, loose stools, comma, soiling, accidents, comma, bedwetting, comma, at night, and sometimes poor appetite. She states that she has no problems with her vision, no shakiness, no vomiting, hard stools, no muscle weakness or abnormal posture, and no rashes. The mother states that she does have a tendency to drink a lot of, to eat a lot of junk food. The claimant has had antibiotics for multiple ear infections and presently has tubes in the middle ear. But her condition appears to be stable. Activities of daily living. The claimant talks and interacts well with the mother and her siblings, although she does have a tendency to be a loner and has a tendency to fight with her other siblings and other children that she meets. She loves playing on her phone and watching TV, and she enjoys watching cartoons. She does like to play with toys and likes to explore, dance, and hear music. The claimant does speak mostly Spanish at this time. However, she appears to be communicating fairly well. Developmental milestones. The claimant was not an easy to care for infant from 0 to 18 months of age, secondary to the claimant being a preemie and being very small. She was an easier to care for toddler from 18 to 48 months of age. The claimant sat alone without support at 2 to 3 months, crawled at 2 months, walked without support at 2.5 years, said her first words at 2 years and 11 months, said her first sentence at 4 years of age, has not yet able to self-dress herself, was bladder trained during the day at 36 months of age, and has not been bladder trained at night or bowel trained, and still wears diapers. She's 4 years of age, however, she is a preemie, which brings her closer to a 3-year-old. During the first 3 years of life, the child frequently cried, comma, had temper tantrums, comma, had extreme mood changes, comma, was afraid of new faces and places, comma, was distractible, comma, was unresponsive to discipline, comma, was destructive, comma, engaged in self-hurting or injuring behavior by pulling her hair, comma, explored the surrounding environment, comma, and was very active. During the first 3 years of life, the child rarely enjoyed being held and was not predictable in terms of sleep and waking patterns. Birth history. The claimant was a premature baby at 25 weeks of age, and the physician was Dr. Luby Guajardo. She was born at the doctor's hospital at the Renaissance. The mother states she was in labor for 8 hours. And the baby was not delivered by aid of instruments, was not a C-section delivery, and was a one-baby birth. The child was jaundice at birth, but was not blue. And because the baby was a preemie, oxygen was given, and the child was placed in an incubator and remained in the hospital for 3 months. There appeared to be nothing else wrong with the baby except for problems breathing. The claimant weighed 1 pound and was 6 inches in length. The mother stayed in the hospital for 2 days, and the baby stayed in the hospital for 3 months in pediatric ICU. Past history. The claimant has a history of pneumonia, bronchopneumonia, along with asthma. She was hospitalized in 2020. She also has a history of bilateral ear tube placement secondary to multiple ear infections. The tubes were placed in March of 2022. The baby was a preemie at 25 weeks of age and was in pediatric ICU for 3 months. She progressed well and is functioning at a normal level at this time. Social history. The claimant is in pre-K and appears to be doing fairly well, although the mother states that she doesn't interact very much with the teacher or the other students. She is more of a loner. There is nobody in the family who smokes. There is no history of seizure disorder. And the mother states there's no one who drinks alcohol in the family. However, the husband slash father was on cocaine and was in prison for 1 year. He was released in May of 2022. There is no history of infectious diseases such as hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Family history. The father is in good health. The mother suffers from anemia, hypertension, migraine headaches, and a history of bipolar disease. The claimant does have an aunt that has problems with asthma. Medications. The claimant is presently on an albuterol sulfate inhaler where she takes one puff prior to any kind of exercise. Allergies, no known allergies, physical examination. Temperature 97.8 Fahrenheit, weight 36.5 pounds, height 39 inches, BP 107 over 68 mmHg, heart rate 75 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute. The claimant weighs 36.5 pounds, which puts her at the 75 percentile for weight at her age group. And her height is 39 inches, which puts her at the 50 percentile for her age group, which is normal. General, the claimant is a 4-year-old, well-nourished and well-developed female in no acute distress. She is very interactive with her mother and also with the physician who was evaluating her, which was myself. She asked me multiple questions. She was very active and inquisitive and explored around the room. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T after the last sentence? the claimant has a small cyst of her left upper eyelid, which does not appear to be infected, but appears to be somewhat inflamed. Could you please drop down to clinical assessment? The claimant showed no evidence of any obvious vision or hearing problems. There was no facial dysmorphism or skeletal anomalies. There was no physical evidence indicating side effects of medications. The claimant's behavior and attention span was appropriate. She related to and interacts well with the examiner and her caregiver. Her affect is appropriate. Her speech, both quantity and quality, is spontaneous and on imitation age appropriate. Her receptive, expressive, and communicative ability was age appropriate. Her general health shows no evidence of abnormality. Diagnosis: number one, asthma / bronchitis - normal physical exam. Is being treated with albuterol prior to any exercise. The claimant is very active and had no signs of respiratory problems. Allegations number two, problem with the eye secondary to a left upper lid cyst, which is being treated with hot compresses. Appears to be stable at this time. May need a surgical removal in the future. Prognosis, good at this time. The child appears to be normal. She was a preemie, but appears to be functioning at a 3 to 4 year age. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Laila Montserrat Alvarez.